Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Christians in northern Nigeria are on fire for the gospel, yet under fire themselves. Learn the prayer points for greater mobilization. Then, hear Set Free's take on what spiritual warfare means today and what their team is doing about it. More on that in just a few moments. But in our first story, 42 Christians are dead after an attack by Muslim cattle herders in northern Nigeria last week. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says, violence against believers in this region has been going on for years.
Unfortunately, what's been happening more recent is the atrocities and attacks are happening more in what they call the Middle Belt states, where literally Christianity and Islam collide.
Saturday's attacks were carried out by the Fulani.
They target farmers, which are primarily Christian, and they will graze their cattle and they'll go through their lands.
But while the world spotlights Fulani aggression, Kelly points out their spiritual need. They're unreached with the gospel, a stark contrast to Nigeria's Christian people groups concentrated in the south.
There are dozens and dozens like the Fulani, like the Hausa, like the Kanuri that are 99% Muslim. That is where our indigenous network exclusively works.
Meanwhile, churches in Nigeria's south remain vibrant and committed to Christ.
But unfortunately, in their enthusiasm for the Lord, it hasn't really translated into mobilization into the north.
So please pray for an expansion of missionary presence in northern Nigeria.
And I think as we pray for the church in Nigeria to get mobilized, we need to ask ourselves and look in the mirror and say, how are we mobilized?
Then, according to the global watchdog Open Doors, more than 380 million Christians today experience persecution and discrimination for their faith. But persecution doesn't mean paralysis. Take the church in Iran, for example. Lana Silk with Transform Iran tells us.
It reminds me of the scripture where Paul talks about us being persecuted and beaten down, but not crushed. It's a constant pressure on the church from the government, but that has not taken away the vibrancy of the church in Iran. It is a thriving, victorious church.
You may have heard Iran is one of the fastest growing churches in the world, full of Christians young in their faith. Silk wants us to know that there's maturity too.
There is an accelerated growth rate in Iran, and that is a spiritual dynamic. The Lord has really, through his grace, allowed for Christians to grow up very quickly in Iran. Somebody who may not have even been a believer a year ago could be leading multiple churches today.
Christians can always learn things from each other. To the West, Silk offers a challenge we can glean from Iran's young but rising believers.
Shouldn't we all be in ministry? Shouldn't we all be fruitful and leading others to the Lord in every way in our lives?
And the Bible portrays spiritual warfare as a real and ongoing battle between God and Satan, with believers caught in the middle. Specifically, believers' minds and lives are the combat zone. Set Free equips Christians to wage war using God's weapons. Set Free's Pete Knorr says,
we want, through a freedom appointment, the ground to be revealed so that we can take back that ground from the enemy and walk in freedom.
Set Free volunteers use rules and tools to walk believers through the process. For example,
Scripture says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. So there's a rule. But what if you are hanging on to a lot of anger and bitterness? You give the enemy a right to have a place of operation within you, and that can manifest itself in different ways. But the tool for getting rid of the torment because of breaking this rule is to forgive.
An aftercare program called Walking Free helps people maintain their spiritual freedom.
We would have recipients come up and go, Pete, I've been going to church all my life, and I've never heard any of this before.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
People have gone through freedom appointments. They now have freedom. We are teaching them identity, and now it's sinking in. We're teaching them how to walk by the Spirit, and we are creating heart-focused community.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.